fighting for America.
Last year was the best job growth we had seen since the 1990s. The unemployment rate's now dropped to 5.6%. We've seen manufacturing come back. We have cut our deficits. Gas prices have dropped.
Fighting for Idaho.
Government is already too big. The deficit has gone from $10 trillion to $18. $18 trillion in the amount of time he's been there. But it's not enough. It's not enough.
Fighting for you.
But if we nominate another candidate in that mold, the same people who stayed home in 08 and 12 will stay home in 2016, and the Democrats will win again.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And as Idaho gets ready for the president to come in, we are asking you to go to our website, 580KIDO.com. Coming up before noon today, I will have my thoughts on why the president will be coming here. You might have missed it last hour, Tea Party Bob and I going at it. Look, I love Tea Party Bob. I admire what he's about, the Gem State Patriot, and respectfully, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that. He was so good, he had it figured out a couple weeks ago why the president's coming here. So we'll see about that. Now, like I said, we're having our pre-presidential party tomorrow. If you are coming, you need to send me an email or message me on Facebook. But you're going to have to be creative. And if you're not, you're going to get the bell. And, you know, you can't do 3 hours of Obama stinks as much as you'd like to. That's not entertaining for the rest of the audience. Julie Lindy with us from Cornerstone joining us here at 580 KIDO. Good to have you with us, ma'am.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. Your show always delivers.
We try. That's why we have you here. if it was just on the host, we'd be talking about getting citations for eating and driving. So we've got some great content with you.
We'll discuss Whoppers of a different kind.
Well, speaking of which, culturally, where are we at in our great state where we have the Add the Words movement being promoted by the media, where we have people subtly and maybe in their ignorance going, well, if something historic happens, what happened, you know, it won't get passed. But I mean, it's as if the media has taken sides with this campaign, and we haven't had people on like you. You haven't been interviewed that I know of, and other great conservatives that really were behind the movement to protect marriage here in Idaho.
Absolutely. The media has taken sides, and that's just the lay of the land. That's the hand we're dealt. And so we go to our constituencies. We go to the good people who voted the conservatives into office in Idaho. A lot of people do understand that being compassionate is important. I think that's the fallback for most Idahoans. We're always compassionate people. This bill, the Add the Words bill, House Bill 2, does not create compassion. You can't legislate kindness. You can't have the government telling you mean versus really, really mean. Because what's happening is this is creating special rights for a specific group of individuals, and it's taking away rights from everybody, and frankly, including from that same group of people. Every citizen of Idaho has the right to live free, including family business owners. And the full weight of the government being locked and loaded on family business owners, and a bill like House Bill 2 puts a big, huge target on the free exercise of religion, the freedom of speech, and the right of association. And no state agency or elected official should be able to use their power to coerce or force any citizen of Idaho under the threat of punishment.
And what happens when all of a sudden you bring this up, or you're in opposition to adding the words or same-sex marriage? How are you treated? Are you embraced with a big hug of tolerance?
No, the tolerance crowd is anything but tolerant. It's quite intriguing to watch. You'll often hear, like, if people go to this hearing on Monday, they'll hear stories of people in the LGBT community being bullied and hurt and abused and losing their jobs. And so far, it's difficult, if not almost impossible, to find any documentation of any of this to back it up. There are many of us who've had to file police reports because of things that have been said and done to us. My life has been threatened just for speaking out for the right of every Idahoan to practice free speech and the free exercise of religion.
What about the argument here that the Add the Words people are saying that it's about fairness and tolerance? And my personal favorite, either he's outgoing or soon to be outgoing, Boise Police Chief Mike Masterson, who has politicized his office, where he's talking about, oh, it's better for the police and all this. And I'm going, do we pay you, sir, to make political statements? Now, if you live in Boise, I don't want you to get arrested for, you know, God forbid that would happen, but I just couldn't believe I saw that the other day. And this isn't the first time he's been involved in this.
You're right, Kevin. That's not the first time, and it won't be the last. You know, it bothers me greatly that he has tried to turn this into a Ferguson type issue. It bothers me a lot that he's willing to throw women and children under the bus with this bill. This bill provides for a portion called public accommodations. And what that means is anybody of any sex can go in any bathroom at any time as long as they self-identify as a person of that bathroom's sex. So a man can put on a dress anywhere he wants, and he can walk into your daughter's or my grandkids' bathroom and take it off, and I don't have any rights to protect my kids from that or my college students. Young girls should be up in arms about this.
And that is in this Add the Words bill.
Yes, this Add the Words bill adds gender identity and sexual orientation to public accommodation, housing, and employment law in the Human Rights Code. And by the way, it's in the criminal statutes, so it is a criminal penalty. The code piece that it's written in refers to a position of Idaho code that says that it is a misdemeanor criminal penalty if you get arrested, charged, and convicted with this. So under threat of law, we can no longer instinctively protect our daughters, our aunts, our mothers, our elderly grandparents. We can no longer stand for what's right.
So to spell it out for people that are kind of listening passively as they're driving in here at 580KIDO, Julie, I could walk into after this bill is passed, I can walk into the ladies' bathroom here at work and go, I'm a woman, I'm a woman, I'm a woman, and nothing will happen to me.
Absolutely. In fact, if you walked in there while someone was changing their clothes or whatever, and they told you, get out of here, this is the girls' bathroom, you could actually file charges against them for violating your civil liberties. In reality, that is already in effect in the city of Boise with the Boise ordinance and in many other cities in Idaho with the ordinance. And here's the other thing. You don't even have to really be able to notice. Like if you were in that example, the woman in there wouldn't really have to agree with you that you are a woman. She could look at you and say, that is a guy. I know that's a dude. There's no way in China that guy is a man. But if you think you're a woman, then that's her fault if she doesn't agree with you. And the thing about this bill with gender identity and sexual orientation that is so insidious is neither one of those terms are defined. The left keeps saying just four little words, just add the four little words. Why are you people so stupid? Just add the four little words. They're not just four little words. They are four undefined words. And right now, Facebook has 51 definitions of those. On the LGBT sites, I found 7 pages of definitions and growing.
Why has the media not covered this? Why has the media not given the other side of the issue? I again, love living here. It's a blessing to be a part of this great state, Julie. But we're the reddest of the red, according to the governor. Yet, in my opinion, you expect from the newspaper, but the broadcast media has been in bed with the Add the Words movement. I mean, they keep going, are they that ignorant that they think this is the modern-day civil rights movement?
Well, Kevin, I think there are a number of answers to that. Part of it is that they are that ignorant. Part of it is that they are very compassionate and want people to think they are compassionate. And so they've misidentified this bill as being something that expresses compassion when it does not express compassion. It expresses totalitarianism. And frankly, it leads to a form of anarchy, and they're not willing to look that far ahead. I also think the media is lazy, not just here, but everywhere in the country. And if you look at the national media and our local media, you'll see that the local media is quite similar to the national media in terms of what they choose to cover, how quote-unquote balanced they choose to be, and what they even say after they talk to someone like me.
Well, what gets me, and we made fun of them when we had the same-sex ruling with marriage. We had reporters outside covering a coffee table with no coffee all morning long in front of the Ada County Courthouse because of the Supreme Court ruling or the district ruling. And there was really no news except the Cub reporters trying to hype something that may or may not happen. And I kept saying, where's the interviews with the people that don't agree with this? Where are the people that fought and voted for, you know, keeping marriage sacred here in Idaho?
You know, that frustrates me too, Kevin. But I think if you look at it through their lens, it's my opinion that the media wants to sell advertising and the reporters want to get a scoop. And what sells better than controversy and often created controversy? If you look at these gender orientation or gender identity and sexual orientation bills, the impact is staggering. We saw what happened to the hitching post up in Coeur d'Alene. And that hitching post is a business, and they perform religious services.
Right.
The ACLU, in all of its kindness, said, well, okay, since they're doing religious stuff, we're not going to sue them. But if they want to expand their business or change their brand or do anything different with their business that may be non-religious as we define it, then we're going to sue them. Well, what kind of freedom is that? We should all be opposed to this, because you should be allowed to associate with whom you want to associate with. You should be allowed to grow your brand, grow your business as you see fit. And if people don't want to do business with you, then they will go somewhere else.
580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you want to comment on the Add the Words movement. Julie, let's get back to this issue. But we've become, I guess, Seinfeld America. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We don't want to be offensive. We don't want to be called names. You obviously believe in your cause and what is right. You have been attacked. That hasn't been covered. How do we awaken people to say it's okay to say a marriage should be between a man and a woman, and we don't need men going into ladies' bathrooms or vice versa? You know, the danger here, as you pointed out, is the standards, the laws are being eroded away.
You're exactly right. Political correctness is killing us, and one of the things that we need to do is get back to the principles on which this country was founded and start looking through the lens of now, the reality of what is happening. There are so many court cases of people who have had their businesses tarnished, their businesses shut down, their lifestyle ruined. Baronel Stutzman in Washington State is under threat of losing her. She's a grandma. She's under threat of losing her home, her income, her business. She owns Arlene's Flowers, and the state attorney general in Washington State, under their four words law, has decided to come after her with both barrels of the gun blazing at her. It's crazy what the government is doing. The government should not be picking and choosing winners, and the government should not be using its full weight to attack good, solid citizens.
And her crime being she's a florist and she doesn't want to do the gay marriage.
You know what she did? She's a florist who has a friend who is a homosexual, and she's done business with him for years. And when same-sex marriage became legal in Washington State, he came to her, said that he and his partner were marrying. Would she do the wedding? She said, I've got to think about this. She politely declined and said, here's a choice. You can go to this person, this person, this person. So he had options in the marketplace. She said, my relationship with my Savior tells me that I should not be using my art and my talent and my God-given abilities to honor something that will grieve my God. And she was excoriated. She's one of those people that has also had death threats, far more than what I could reference for me. But all she did was politely decline. Same with Elaine Photography in New Mexico. Politely declined, offered options for these people, and no name calling, nothing unkind, nothing mean. And let me just emphasize that Christians in particular are people that understand and care deeply about the dignity and honor and respect of every citizen. It grieves God if Christians are unkind and disrespectful and treat anybody for any reason with disregard or undermining their dignity. But this bill does not address anything like that, and no bill ever can.
Let's go to Ben in Boise at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ben.
How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Great.
I completely agree with you. I'm a small business owner, and if I decide to not serve somebody or, you know, offer my services or product to that person, they're going to go somewhere else. But at the same time, I don't feel like anybody should tell me who I need to or have to provide services for. You know, if they want to take their business somewhere else, then that's I lose the business. And like the examples you're sharing, these people are not being mean or degrading to the individuals they're not wanting to perform services for. And they're actually giving them options, saying, here, you know, this person will do it for you. And that's a common thing in business. If I'm really too busy to do it, or if I just don't want to, I'll refer you to somebody that can. And that's very ethical and concern, and, you know, it's caring, but it's always the opposite in return from the JBL community. If you don't do what they want, they get angry and start calling names, call you a bigot, call you a homophobe, or whatever it is. So it's a double standard, and they're, in general, I don't want to say everybody, but, you know, that's my opinion, and that's what I've seen. And I also want to point out just the statistical facts of the principle or concept of marriage between a man and a woman. You know, and the left always wants to forget about the stats that are facts, that a child raised in a home with a mother and a father are, you know, astronomically more likely to be a successful, good contributor to society versus somebody not raised in the home with their mother and father. That stat is always left out of convenience to make their point.
Ben, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. All right, much more coming up, 580-5436. 580-KIDO, our great friend Julie Lindy with us from the Cornerstone Family Council. And this hearing is Monday?
Yes, Monday morning, 8 o'clock, in the Lincoln Auditorium at the Idaho State House. It's a room that seats 500 people. It will be packed. We need people there. And it's in the west end of the building, garden level.
We'll talk more about that next. Time for traffic.
The president will be in Boise the day after the State of the Union address. KIDO will cover his speech live Wednesday afternoon on 580 KIDO, 580KIDO.com.
Well, Idaho, are you ready to add the words? We just heard from our friend Julie Lindy from Cornerstone Family Council that the hearing that has been denied for years and years and years, and we've put sticky notes up, we've been arrested. Well, the folks from Add the Words have been arrested. They're going to get their hearing on Monday. Before we get back to this issue, has the state really acquiesced and rewarded people for breaking the law?
I think I view it as the squeaky wheel.
Let me tell you, if you went down there and locked yourself in a closet in those shenanigans, would you get a hearing the next year?
You know what? That is so hypothetical, Kevin, because I can't even imagine engaging in that behavior.
No one should lock themselves in a closet.
Nobody should lock themselves in a closet.
We go to Bob in Boise at 580KIDO. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. I just cannot imagine the legislature actually putting this in there. If they do, I have access to be able to get a few boy scalpels that would probably help the fellers that want to go in the wrong restroom get their voice up a little higher and so on.
Well, thanks for that public service announcement.
I thought you would appreciate that. And if I could throw in, I was going to take some black ribbons down and distribute them tomorrow for the black mark on Boise, but I hope this individual has enough gumption to listen to Mrs. Saeed and actually do something. I fear that he won't, and I predict that all the liberals will be down there just climbing all over him and not do a darn thing about it.
Well, thank you for the call, Bob.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you for offering that that public service. Julie, what more businesses are under attack by these laws that we hear from the media? It's fair. We're being discriminated against, except there are no cases.
All over the country there are cases. There's a Kentucky T-shirt company that was accused of violating a fairness ordinance. There's a girls' swim team that was exposed to a naked man in an Olympia, Washington's locker room and sauna. A teacher in Vacaville, California, decided to announce her sex change to 8-year-old students without the parents' knowledge. We talked about the photographer. There was an employee fired for telling a cross-dressing male not to be in the bathroom. Washington State Attorney General has sued Baron L. Stutzman. Churches losing tax-exempt status on some retreat property. Biological male with breast implants demanding to use women's locker rooms. Transgender identified students files complaint over dorms. Human Rights Commission orders a school to allow transgender boys in a girl's bathroom. These things go on and on. Innkeepers sued for not providing accommodations for lesbian. Gay couple files a complaint against two bed and breakfasts in Illinois. Some of these businesses, like the bed and breakfast, and there's a farm in upstate New York, these are places that people are living in, and they've opened up portions of their home, portions of their property. And we've got the federal government coming in, or the state governments coming in, and threatening and intimidating these families, these small businesses, with loss of their livelihood and loss of their property if they don't buckle under and comply with these laws.
I like the one, the man with the breast implants. Who would have thought?
Right. You know, we hear about the cake bakers and all of that. A cake isn't just a cake. Most of these cases, like the cake baker in Colorado, he's been forced into, and his employees, by the way, have been told they have to go to these re-education camps. I'm not really sure what they exactly call them.
Uh-oh.
But they have to be retrained in sensitivity. This is an infringement on rights, and nobody should have to choose between living free and making a living. You shouldn't have to check your faith or your beliefs at the front door the minute you open a business.
I agree. And Julie, one more time, and we're going to have you back on Monday via the right outside of this, but for people listening here at 580KIDO, the hearing is Monday at 8, and you want as many people as possible to be there concerning Add the Words.
Absolutely, and come early and come polite. One of the reasons it's hard to understand how these other people function is because we can't think that way often, as the way they behaved last year. So we're going to come with our manners, with our Christian politeness, and the grace that God has afforded us.
Julie, if people want more information about your group, what can they do?
They can go to www.cfcidaho.org.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks so much. I look forward to it.
You're listening to 580KIDO.
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I am the parent of three beautiful girls. I have experienced physical violence in bathrooms, locker rooms, and local restaurants.
Do you heal me?
This should never happen to anyone in our state. If the legislature does not stand up and say that it's wrong, then their message is that it's okay.
It's time that we had them actually say that it's wrong. Finally have them say that it's wrong to be cruel to gay and transgender people. That the violence and the fear should end.
What are words for when no one listens anymore?
No Kevin Miller with you. What are words for? Debating the Add the Words debate. That will be Monday. The president coming to town. Your thoughts, and do want to remind you, we are having our pre-presidential welcome fest tomorrow morning. We've got the Miller Militia invitations out. I do need to know if you are attending. You can Facebook me, Kevin Miller on Facebook, Kevin Miller Show, fatbellpepper.com. No, not really, fatbellpepper.com. Or you can send me an email, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. But it can't be Obama stinks, Obama stinks, Obama stinks for 3 hours. It's got to be compelling, and we hope to have as many people as possible exercising their First Amendment rights, and always, whether you agree or not with the Commander-in-Chief, respectful of the office that he holds. Now, I will say we've had some people on social media, on my personal Facebook this morning, that got a little out of hand, and we had to take them off. Let me put it to you this way. As someone who has... And again, I don't want to say, oh me. As someone who understands the significance of the office, like you, someone who has been, how do I politically correct say this? Someone who has lost his job for going up against the administration. Folks, it is not worth making dumb statements on social media. And there are some things that you can kid about. And some things that you can't. And any type of threat on the president, tongue in cheek, you're playing with fire. I'm just saying, I urge you not to do it. That stuff is not welcome on my personal or business Facebook or the stations. It is not worth it. And I know having, and I was just having this conversation with Ray Amaya. You know, it's funny. Well, people say, I'm outspoken, I'm this, I'm that, and then they wonder why they're on the government watch list, or they're detained, or the Secret Service comes to where they work or interviews their family. You can't, there's just lines you cannot cross when you're talking about threats against the president. I would urge you not to do it, and I am certainly not down with anybody who does. It's just not a way to go. How do we continue on? Coming up today at 580KIDO.com, we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to give you what I believe is what the president will talk about. Now, if you missed the 7 o'clock hour, Tea Party Bob and I went at it, and you guys, oh, you and Tea Party Bob are in it together. Well, we agree to disagree because Tea Party Bob, being the astute man that he is, figured out what I believe will be what the president's true target is and why he's really coming here. Number one, he and Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. But we will have it on 580KIDO.com. And why do we promote the website a lot? A, it's our way of keeping in touch with you when we're not on the air. I wish that I was on for 24 hours a day, believe it or not. If Mrs. Miller would allow me and the powers that be would allow me, I would just rather hang out with you all day, personally. I would. That's just how it is. That's where my priorities are. However, since that isn't the case, we are judged by the people that check out our stuff. We are always working to give you great content. You know how it is when you see a great article, you go, man, that's awesome. Dude, that is incredible. I don't know about you, but I like download articles. Dave and Ray and I are always looking at me like I'm a nut because I hoard these articles, and sometimes I read them, sometimes I don't. That's my goal, is to give you something to say, hey, did you read what Kevin Miller wrote? So that will be coming up. It'll be under the title Obama's Idaho, what I believe will be the president's announcement tomorrow. And thankfully, you know, we yap a little bit about the media here and how it's, you know, it's just embracing the president, and that's great. I was always taught to ask the second question, which is, what's the agenda? And since no one has, and they're touting the tickets at Boise State, they're talking about they're going to be there, we will own the fact before anybody else that we know what he's going to say. And perhaps if we out them, they'll retreat. But it makes sense. It's the only reason. That and something else that Tea Party Bob alluded to, and I'm going to give you a little tease here. Don't you find it odd that after the state of the state, after the reelection, that the governor and the attorney general decide to import more nuclear waste, and then a week later the president comes in? That's something that we will address in our article, Obama's Idaho, coming up here at 580KIDO. We are taking your calls on this.
It's an opportunity to hear a speech from a sitting president. Being Idaho, we don't get that opportunity very often.
There you have it, but we did promise this story. It's on my Facebook site. What do you think about getting cited for eating and driving?
I want to say that our car is parked right here, but this man says he just had one hand on the wheel like this. The other hand was holding a cheeseburger. He was eating it, going down the road when all of a sudden...
Now, let me give you a visual here. We have a cosmetically appealing anchorette. Prior to 2005, we would call her a babe, an info babe, but we refrain from any type of sexist overtures, for we want to continue to embrace and allow and expand our female audience here. So we won't call her an info babe. And we have this lady that looks like she's never seen a cheeseburger in her life, actually physically being in a car, because we're all goofy and whatever, to show us what it's like to actually have a Whopper or a quarter. Actually, it's a quarter pounder with cheese, and to be driving. Let's go back to the tape, Sweet William.
He saw those blue lights. Thousands of people do it every day around the metro area, but a man from Alabama says taking a big bite out of that burger is exactly what got him in trouble with Cobb County police after he went through a McDonald's drive-thru on Canton Road on his way to visit a friend.
Officer explained to me that he had observed me eating a burger for about 2 miles.
A double quarter pounder with cheese, in fact. Madison Turter gave us...
Oh, my goodness. A double quarter pounder with cheese. Lock him up.
has a copy of the citation.
He said specifically three times you can't just drive down the road eating a hamburger.
According to the ticket, the officer wrote him up under the distracted driving law. Under the remarks, the officer wrote eating while driving.
Because even though I was not exceeding the speed limit or driving erratically.
So we wanted to know, is this really illegal?
So if this was the law, I'd have to hire more attorneys because everybody does it, including me.
We showed the ticket to longtime traffic and DUI attorney William Head, who is not representing Turner.
There was no accident here, so the fact that this man was charged with eating and driving is a first for me.
Turner says he's going to fight this.
But I didn't expect to be, you know, fined or punished.
I did ask Cobb County Police about this ticket, and they told me they have no comment. Now, the law is pretty broadly written to say that you must...
You know, and I know this is an audio spectrum here, but watching this young lady with the hamburger reminds me of the Carl's Jr. commercials that are overly exploitive of young women. I don't know what Carl's Jr. has with the scantily clad women eating a Carl's burger. I don't know how you can associate a scantily clad woman, Catherine Webb, with eating a burger. Can somebody explain that to me? It's kind of like the Jax commercials as well. All right, eating while driving, is that the next one? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic, speaking
of... And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
...854, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Don't forget, Obama's Idaho coming to 580KIDO.com before noon today, where we, and with a big assist to Tea Party Bob, and to Dan Gaynor, who figured it out, we will expose what the president is going to say tomorrow here in Idaho and what he's really here for. Joining us now is Timmy.
To Boise, the president will come to keep Crapo and Risch under his thumb. Wow, Kevin, what a show from 5 o'clock till now, nonstop. Sounds like a lot of your callers have enough religion to hate, but just not enough to love each other. Oh, my God.
Depends on how you define love each other.
And I will be down at your studio tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, you always say that. Of course, you're kind of, I'll have to ask management whether your suspension is reprieved, because you do have a reputation.
This ain't the 80s. We ain't down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men. And it's 2014, and that soundbite is so keen.
Actually, it's 2015.
Oh. Duh. Sorry.
So you're going to come in tomorrow?
Well, absolutely.
Well, we'll see about that. You always promise.
What time can I arrive?
6 o'clock, showtime.
6 a.m. Oh, that's the magic hour for all liberals. Yeah, it's going to be a great day in Idaho. The best president, well, one of the 5 best presidents in the United States that got us through the Great Recession, as our governor calls it. Well, he's not hip anymore. No pun intended.
Really?
But he'll be here, and Idaho will be so much better for it.
Do you know what he's going to? You know what he's going to pitch tomorrow? Has he consulted you?
I know exactly what he's going to pitch, and I want to see your blog to see how far off the mark you are.
Well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and I'm sure the militia will look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Well, you know, Mr. Miller, I'd love to powwow, and your listeners are all good human beings. They just need a little guidance.
And you're just the guy. You and the president are... Is the president meeting with you, by the way?
That is confidence, Kevin.
Maybe he could get some tips on how to paint his toenails.
Hey! I think he's already got those, Kevin.
You heard it here first. We will see you tomorrow, sir.
You stay fired up.
Boy. only in America could we go from eating while driving, which is a fundamental right, is it not? I mean, really, you know, we're going to have self-driving cars. By the way, if you want to check that out, you can go to Kevin Miller Facebook, the story there from WSB in Atlanta. We'll continue on with this. I kind of like this topic, the eating while driving. But in addition to that, we will coming up tomorrow, we'll have our senators. We'll have our pre-presidential welcome party. We'll hear from you and get your reaction to my take on why the president's coming here. And, you know, how can you top that? Maybe it's time for traffic. 28 right now in Caldwell. Good to have Larry back. It is 8:59, 28 degrees at 580 KIDO. Don't forget, coming up on the blog, Obama's Idaho, our exclusive take on why he's here, what he's going to take from us and demand from us, because the feds never really give you anything without strings attached. Number one and number two coming soon, perhaps even today, the debut of Kevin Miller Uncensored. 580KIDO.com for details. Good day, God bless, and to my friend Cindy and everybody else, keep the faith. KIDO, Idaho's